too.
That's the only bright side of this whole thing.
What?
I meant it in a nice way.
Sure you did. See, Pa, the sergeant's jealous because Floribel is in professional show business and has more talent.
Are you gonna find Ma, or are you gonna stay here yapping?
We'll find her. You head back to the fort.
But what if you need extra guns?
We're getting the prisoners back with diplomacy.
Diplomacy? With the Apaches? Will that work?
Doubt it, but we have to try.
Well, you better get. We'll be waiting for you at the fort. Missy, get up. Yep.
I've been cooped up in this teepee for hours.
I have too, so stop your yapping.
What was that they brought us heat? What was that?
Rattlesnake stew.
Wah!
I think there was a lizard in there too.
Ew, disgusting.
Well, it weren't cafe society, but you gotta eat.
Right now I'm worried about what they're gonna do to us.
Oh, probably a little torture.
Torture? Is that painful?
Ever get a bad review on the stage?
Yeah.
Kinda like that.
Oh, dear, that is terrible. There was this one critic in New Jersey.
Floribel, shut up. Here comes the chief.
We're gonna be tortured.
Be brave, Floribel. Don't let him see your fear.
Can I interest you ladies in seconds?
Seconds?
Rattlesnake stew. We don't want leftovers.
No, but I would like the recipe if you could.
We can do that.
Chief, just get it over with.
Get what over with?
The torture.
Torture? Who said anything about torture?
Then why did you capture us?
We were after Floribel. You just happened to be there.
Oh, so you didn't want me? Well, I've never been so insulted in all my life. Wait a minute. Yes, I have. Well, recently anyway.
You wanted me?
You were the little flinch I saw in Wagon Show many moons ago on the Oregon Trail.
Why, yes, that was me.
The little flinch?
I did 3 months on the Oregon Trail. Then I played Alaska for the Gold Rush season before returning to Chicago.
You were, how they say in Poughkeepsie, hot stuff.
Well, thank you, Chief.
The song you sang, Genie with the Light Brown Scalp.
Yes, yes, oh, the memories. That was a rough tour, but the audiences were wonderful.
You mean you captured us because you're a fan of the little flinch?
You bug me. You we torture.
Oh, you can't. She's my manager. She's the one who gets me all the gigs.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
See? Spirit Mountains aren't so bad.
Well, I guess they're okay in the daytime. I sure don't want to be up here when the sun goes down.
Nighttime is the same as daytime. The only difference is that nighttime is dark and daytime is light.
Heck, Sarge, everybody knows that.
So the things you see in the daytime are still the same at nighttime, only you can't see them because it's dark, not light. But if it were daytime, you would see that nothing changed from the dark, where they are the same at night as they are in the light. Understand?
I don't even know what you're talking about.
I can't help it if you're a little slow-minded.
Slow-minded, huh? Okay, answer this one.
Go ahead.
You'll never know the answer.
I'm waiting.
Okay, here goes. When a doctor doctors a doctor, does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as the doctor being doctored wants to be doctored, or does the doctor doing the doctoring doctor as he wants to doctor?
The doctor doing the doctoring doctors as he wants to doctor.
Ha! See? I knew you couldn't. What? How'd you know that?
Because I'm the sergeant.
Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam will be back right after...
Hey, you!
Me?
Yeah. I bet you don't know what happened in this one. Betty Botter had some butter, but she said, this butter's bitter. If I bake this bitter butter, it would make my batter bitter. But a little bit of better butter, that would make my batter better. So what did she do?
She bought a bit of butter better than her bitter butter, and she baked it in the batter. And that batter was not bitter. So it was better Betty Botter bought a bit of better butter. Is that right?
We'll be right back, folks.
We continue with the adventures of Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, and tonight's episode, Daring Rescue.
I've been thinking. We need a plan.
Why?
For when we find the Apache.
What kind of plan?
A strategic one.
Oh? Why?
So we know what to do.
Okay. So what's the plan?
I said we need one. I didn't say I had one.
Oh. Some Sarge you are. Don't even have a plan.
I'm thinking of one.
Just make sure that whatever it is, I'm the one who stays back with the horses.
No such luck.
Was it anything about luck? The lesser rank always stays behind with the horses.
The horses are not staying behind.
I agree, Reginald.
You expect me to believe that the horse just said something?
He sure did.
What?
Well, I ain't repeating it.
Tell me what the horse just said.
I promised my poor old sainted mother I would never use such words.
I'll deal with Reginald later. Right now, I need to concentrate.
On what?
The plan.
Oh. Well, camp down races, sing this song, doo-dah, doo-dah. Camp down racetrack, 5 miles long.
Will you stop singing?
Oh, dee doo da da day.
Whoa.
Reginald, stop. What is it, Sarge?
Look, up on the ridge.
Smoke. Funny how it's in little puffs like that.
Because it's a smoke signal.
Oh, gee, I wish I could read smoke.
I can't.
Of course you can, because you're a sergeant.
It says, two horse soldiers coming down the Geronimo Turnpike. Don't kill them. Let them approach camp. Sincerely, Flying Hawk.
Well, how about that? Ain't that great news?
Why are you so happy?
Because we're going to get some help. You just read it yourself. The two horse soldiers coming down the Geronimo Turnpike?
They mean us.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
If this is a turnpike, do you think there's going to be a toll up ahead?
At least we know we're getting close to the camp.
Too close, if you ask me.
Yep.
Forward, Reginald.
Okay, I have a plan.
What is it?
We ride into the camp.
Yeah.
I speak to the leader.
Uh-huh.
I demand the release of Mon Floribel.
Yeah.
And then we leave.
Sounds good, but I think you're missing the part where they kill us.
They might respect the fact that we're brave enough to just ride on into the camp and make demands. Then again, maybe not.
Sarge, this doesn't look good. Being tied to this wooden pole is bad enough. Now they're putting kindling wood around me.
I know. I can see they're doing the same thing with me.
Hey, that wood is very, very dry. Don't you know that that's dangerous?
I think that's the general idea, Sam. That's why he's picking up the torch.
Put the torch down. We can start a fire. So, this is what happens when we just ride into the camp. When are you going to make your demands?
All right. So it wasn't the best plan I ever had.
Maybe not, but it's going to be the last one.
Hey! Hey!
Me?
Don't light that wood yet. Start with him.
All right.
Sarge, what did you say that for?
Because I need more time to think of a way out of here.
So you tell him to ignite me?
Remember the book by Mark Twain?
Which one?
A Connecticut Yankee in King Arthur's Court.
I remember the book and never read it.
In the book, the guy from the future is now in the past. And Merlin is going to burn him at the stake, just like us.
So?
You see, he has an almanac with him. He looks back through the years.
Sarge, is this going to be a long story?
Okay, the bottom line is he predicts that he will use magic to black out the sun.
How?
Because he knows there's an eclipse that day.
Oh, do you have an almanac?
No, but the eclipse was in King Arthur's time, August 11, in the year 500... 5th century. So October 11th in 600, 6th century.
Sarge?
I'm calculating. 10th, 11th century. Total eclipse, 24th June, 1797. The last one was July 29th, 1878.
Oh, we just missed it.
Okay. The next total eclipse will be September 29th, 1894. 16 years from now.
I don't think we can hold off this guy with the torch for 16 years, Sarge.
Right. Let me think of another idea.
Hold up there. Don't light that fire.
I know that voice.
Unfortunately, so do I.
Sammy!
Floribel!
Are you all right?
Oh, yes. Never better.
Chief, these are the ones we told you about.
Cut them free.
We're free?
My warriors misunderstood. I didn't say burn at stake. I said we had a lot at stake.
What do you mean?
Sammy, the chief here caught my act on the Oregon Trail years ago and needed my help. That's why they kidnapped me.
Need your help with what?
The Follies.
The Follies?
Every year they have a talent competition.
Comanche have won 5 years in a row. Embarrassing.
The chief wanted Floribel to put a new act together.
Which I did.
That's why we didn't see them tie you to the stake. We were at the rehearsal.
But we need you and your banjo.
Which he just happens to have.
Which I just happen to have. When's the show start?
Starts now. At Red Rock. Everyone's waiting.
And now, without further ado, under the direction of Floribel, the Little Flinch, Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam lead our singers and dancers in a new production number called Rattlesnake Stew.
My Johnny Cakes take a cake, as every Johnny will attest. My Texas chili and vinegar pie is the county's very best.
But out here on these open plains, your foodie friends are few. These natives make a gourmet treat that rivals your ragu. Here they come!
Let's go, let's go. 5, 6, 7.
Rattlesnake stew! There's nothing better than a rattlesnake stew. There's nothing better than a rattlesnake chunk. Thrown in a pot, smells a little funny, but it sure does hit the spot. Rattlesnake stew! You got me rattled and there's nothing I can do.
Take it, son. Good thing you brought your tap boots.
Double kick.
Where'd you get that wagon?
Junior won it in a poker game.
Good boy, Junior.
Thanks, Mom.
Sergeant Billy, Corporal Sam, I won't kill you because you saved me from the Apache, but that's just for now. If our paths ever cross again, the score is settled, and it's open season.
Thanks, Ma. And here.
What's that?
You said you wanted everything on the clothesline? Turns out it was just a bunch of horse blankets, but... you're welcome to them.
Horse blankets? What about the money?
You have money on the clothesline.
Oh, that. We were just drying it out after the avalanche.
Avalanche?
Don't ask, Ma. Get up there.
Yep. We gotta go spring my sister out of prison. Later, all.
You got everything, Floribel?
I sure do, Sammy, but I'll be back next year. I signed a contract to direct the next Follies.
That's great. Isn't that great, Sarge?
I can hardly wait.
Sergeant, the lookout spotted the stage coming over the hill. The colonel should be on it.
Very good, sir.
Oh, dear, there it is.
Got all your bags and everything?
Yes. Sergeant, are you still going to write?
Well, I damaged my hand during the big production number, and we'll see.
I'll be checking the mail every day.
You do that.
Whoa there! Whoa, hold up there! Fort Cannonball!
Attention!
As you were, Lieutenant.
Colonel Bridges, sir!
Sergeant.
Sir.
Bickers, Sergeant, this is my son, Sparky. He'll be staying with us for the summer.
Sir, this is my sister, Floribel.
Ma'am.
I was in show business.
Uh-huh.
On board, lady, we're pulling out.
Oh, yes. Goodbye. Goodbye, Sammy. Goodbye, Billy.
Bye.
I trust there were no incidents or attacks?
Everything normal, sir.
Good. Sergeant, take Sparky on a tour of the fort, will you?
Yes, sir.
Come with me, Lieutenant.
Yes, sir.
Colonel Britch's son.
That's me.
Sparky.
Yep.
Sparky Britches.
Yep. I'm hoping to have an adventure out here at the fort.
With a name like yours, haven't you had enough adventure at school?
A little. But nothing like I'm expecting to get out here. Will we see any Indians?
We will. Did you bring your tap shoes?
Tap shoes?
Yes, sir. Another summer at Fort Cannonball coming right up.
You've been listening to Sergeant Billy and Corporal Sam, starring Bill O'Brien and Sam Donato. Co-starring were Shayna Derrick as Ma, Joseph Zamparelli as Pa and the Indian Chief, Cameron LeVake as Junior and Sparky. Theo Cheever appeared as Lieutenant Bickers. Additional roles were played by the cast. Tonight's episode was written and directed by yours truly. Executive producer was Mark Vandenberg. Our producer was Neil Gustin, and the music was by Jeffrey Gage. Riding in the U.S. Cavalry and Roland, written by Bill O'Brien. This is Jerry Robbins. Good night from Boston. This has been a production of the Colonial Radio Theater on the air.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.